few moments I want to think with you just about getting things. Hands up if you've ever got a text message. Hands up if you ever got a text message. Okay, put your hand up. It's not a trick question or an email. Okay, what about the adults? Hands up if you ever got a text message or an email. Hands up, boys and girls, if you ever got a birthday present. Okay, or a Christmas present. And look at all the cool guys at the back. They've never got a present in their lives. Oh, I never got a present. We get things, don't we? We get text messages, emails, we get presents from people. There are various things we get, but here's my question this morning. How do you get faith? How do you get faith in God? Some people think you get faith in God. It kind of comes to you from your mom and dad, maybe. Hands down. They think maybe you're a good footballer. Maybe one of the boys is a good footballer, and you say, well, my dad was a good footballer, so I have got it from him. Or your mom maybe was really good on the violin, and maybe you're good on the violin, and you say, well, yeah, I got it from my mom. But where does faith come from? Do you get it like that from your mom or dad? Or do you have faith because you're born, we talk about this country as a Christian country. Do we all have faith then? Everybody in the whole country? We're just kind of got it because we're here. Or do we have faith because we've been taught in school or Sunday school or Bible class and we say, well, I know I believe in God and I believe in the Bible and I believe in Jesus. You know, it's something like I believe in there was a Second World War. I believe there was something I've studied at school. I just believe the same as everything else I've ever learned at school. Is that faith? That's some people think that that is faith, but we're thinking about how do we get faith, because the reading we read earlier in Romans chapter 10 said how we get faith. We get faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, what is the Word of God? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So if we think about the Word of God, and then we think about hearing, and then we think about faith, we'll take them the other way around, the way they are in the verse. Faith comes by hearing. What is the Word of God? Have you heard the Word? Have you heard it? Have you heard? Anybody ever said that to you? Something's happened, and they rush up to you, and they say, you never guess who's got engaged. You've got engaged. People rush up and they say, have you heard? And it's usually, well, it can be bad news, but it can be good news. And they come up to you and they say, what's the news? Well, what's the news about God? What is the Word of God? Have you heard the Word of Christ? That Christ was born. Next month we'll be thinking about, do you know today? Do you know today it's 4 weeks to Christmas? Do you know that? 4 weeks today is Christmas Day. Is that good? Is that good news? Yeah, it really is, isn't it? 4 weeks today, and the mom and dads are all going, oh. Well, the word at Christmas is that God has spoken in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ has come down. And God has spoken in Jesus Christ in a way he's never spoken to anybody else before, and he'll never speak to anybody else again. The Word of God is in Jesus Christ. And Christmas time, people talk about the magic of Christmas. People talk about what's special about Christmas. That is the most amazing thing of all about Christmas. Everything else is just tissue paper. That God became flesh. God became a human being. That is the Word of Christ. That he came and was born in a stable in Bethlehem. The Word of Christ. But more than that, the Word of Christ is that he died on a cross, as we thought earlier with the younger ones. That he died on a cross for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins. And the Word of Christ is even more than that. The good news is he didn't stay dead. He rose on the third day from the dead. He was seen by women. He was seen by angels. He was seen by the disciples. He was seen by a crowd of 500 people, maybe as many people as in here this morning. Saw Jesus alive again after he rose from the dead. So the word of Christ is that Jesus is alive, that Jesus died for our sins, and that he is at God's right hand and he's coming back again. That is the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing. How's your hearing? How's your hearing? Is it good? Is it good? Yeah, your hearing's good. People are telling you all things. I'm sure today, this morning, your mom and dad or somebody at home has been telling you things, have they? Telling you to get your clothes on. Your BBGB officers have been telling you to straighten your uniform. Wash your face, brush your hair. Yeah? People are telling you things all the time. People are telling us all the time. And we hear. We hear what they're saying. And you know, I think over the years, I think of Sunday school teachers. I think of, I wasn't in the GB, I was in the BB. I think of BB officers who told me about Jesus. I think about ministers who told me about Jesus. I think about friends who told me about Jesus. All those people told me, but was I hearing? Was I hearing? Many times I wasn't. Many times I was like this, I don't want to hear it. Many times I just switched off. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You've got to, when you hear it, do something about it. Hearing. If someone bursts into your house and says, "Your house is on fire, get out," what would you do? What would you do? You'd get out of the house, wouldn't you? You'd say, "I have to go, and I have to go quickly." Well, what if you said, "Nah, I don't believe you"? What would you say then? Would that be wise? You'd be a fool, wouldn't you? If you sat in the house and somebody burst in and said, "You must get out, there's flames coming out of the top of the house. The place is on fire. We've phoned the fire brigade. If you stay in, you'll die." And if you say, "I'm too busy playing on my computer. Could you go away and leave me alone?" People would say, "You're a fool. You're an idiot. You need to get out as quickly as possible." Yet there's people here about Jesus and they say, "Ach, no, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear." But faith comes by hearing. You have to hear this message. You have to say, "I believe this message. I want to do something about this message." And that takes me to the third and last thing. What do you do with this message? You have to believe it. Faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of God. Faith means believing. It's the same thing. It means you have to put your trust into it. You have to say, "This is for me. I believe God's word. God's not telling me any lies." As if God would tell you a lie. God is true. T for true, we thought about earlier. God is faithful. God is good. God only speaks the truth. And God's word says we need to put our faith into him and trust him and believe what he has said in his word. So girls and boys, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Can I ask you today now, we've started by talking about getting faith. Do you have this faith? And moms and dads and grannies and grandads and aunts and uncles and friends and neighbors, do you have this faith? You don't have it by being born in this country. You don't have it by being taught about it at Sunday school. You've got to act on what you've been told and give your life to Christ. Believe on him. Put your faith into him. And that's saving faith as opposed to the faith that doesn't save. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the power of it and for what it teaches us about the meaning of faith. Help us, we pray, Lord God, to know more of this faith if we don't know it at all. And if we do, help us to remember its precious faith. And Father, you want us to live by faith. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.